This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
If they do a live action Woody Woodpecker, I'm telling you, Darius Rucker, go get it. It's yours.
He should.
What is this, Paige? It's Paige Rejoin Week.
Is a friend of mine playing guitar?
What?
Oh, well.
Suffer what?
It was a great voice.
Can't tell if she's going to cry or have an orgasm right now. Look at her.
You know how women are. The one makes them have the other.
I like a bad boy.
I do.
It's true.
This is a good song. It's Chris Cornell, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah. This part right here, I always had a part with this, issue with this part. Wrong part. Apparently, he didn't like going to eat it. She didn't like going out to eat. She didn't like to eat out. She wanted to stay at home, I suppose. Yeah. From his point of view, he can now go to a fancy restaurant. You know, this was written by the great Prince.
I know.
I'll never forget finding out when he passed away.
Prince?
Or Chris Cornell.
Oh, they're both dead. Actually, Sinead O'Connor's dead, too. Don't do this song.
God, they're all three.
Don't sing this song. Don't even think it.
God, I forgot about that. They're all three gone.
They're all three gone. I was watching some old whatever wrestling I told you the other day. It was the Chamber of Horrors, Halloween Havoc, 91, I think, from Chattanooga, Tennessee, home of Pistol Paz Wiley.
Did the deep dive.
Old Shaska. And I was like, it was a tag team match. I'm like, every dude's dead in this match right now. Felt weird.
That's what you get for cutting off Boogie Woogie's ponytail.
Yeah, Shaska.
You get got.
I think Shaska's passed away as well. Boogie's still alive, though.
Oh, Boogie's still working.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers still working for that Boogie.
Didn't do it.
The picking his nose thing. Hold on. I want to make sure that he passed away in 05. Pez Watley. Pezavian Watley.
Mm-hmm. I just remember that moment of reality because I put it on the Facebook page.
Cornell?
Yeah. And just watching how that spread. I can see how people would get addicted to that kind of. Well, it's not really limelight, but you know, the reality, really, how people could get addicted to it. Cause I was like amazed, like, wow, this is like getting this much steam.
That was also at a time when Twitter would break news and it would trend for hours upon hours that a famous person died. And then that person would tweet hours later, says,
I'm alive.
Yeah. But it was almost like they did it just to see how the world would mourn them.
That's awful.
They're like, all right, they will miss me. Well, I'm back. I'm back, Austin.
I'd never seen people just interact that fast is what it was.
Oh, speaking of that. So, you know, everything on this show usually kind of goes back to wrestling. And we've already talked about wrestling, but I'm going to go one more time.
As it should.
So, if you have the scoreboard for wrestling and politics, you've had so far Dave Bautista. He is on Kamala's team.
Oh, okay. That was recent.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you've also got, Trump's team, he got double endorsements from The Undertaker and Kane on the same day. So you got the Brothers of Destruction. Then I believe on some podcast, I don't think it's been on social media. I mean, the podcast might be on social media, but Stone Cold, I guess, has let it be known that he will be on, uh, He'll be, you heard me, he'll be voting for 45.
Which, not a shocker.
I mean, it kind of aligns with the other thing. And then you have former guest of the show yesterday giving his endorsement for Kamala, and that's Katniss Jack McFoley, which kind of, you're like, that ain't no surprise. I don't think.
I'm kind of surprised by that one. I don't know why, though. I'm trying to figure out the demographics as soon as you're like, okay, honestly, Stone Cold, you know, redneck Texas, he don't live there anymore, but, you know, you can kind of see that. Batista, you can kind of see where he'd go the way he'd go.
Hollywood way.
Diverse background, you know.
There's another one for Kamala. I keep saying Kamala. Not even by accident, but there was a character in wrestling called Kamala. And again, it all goes back to it.
Ugandan giant.
Yeah. He was from South Carolina, too. James Harris. No relation. Oddly enough, though, last name, both Harris.
I'm telling you, man. Kamala.
Me, too.
T.I. No, you got cousins.
No. He does. Went to the family reunion, but it was not mine.
I just don't know how.
Related to Ed Harris.
And Jared Harris.
Yes.
I don't know how you could. You can't just pick a side.
What do you mean?
Like, I agree with you. Why can't you just like have?
They have to explain why they hate the other side so much.
Well, because like they're going to be asked in the comments. I was saying yesterday with your faith or your politics. If somebody says, "Hey, why are you doing this? Why do you believe this?" You need to be able to tell them why, especially with faith, because you're in that way maybe witnessing to
it. But you have to be careful what you say if people don't agree with you. If you like,
What year is this of us doing this show? Trust me.
I mean, really.
I got half that file cabinet's devoted to me in there.
And people assume that you like one or the other, and they're wrong.
You really got to make a business decision if you're going to come out for one or the other. It's like we're talking about James Woods. I feel like he was at a point where he was comfortable not having a career.
So he didn't care. Yeah, like Chuck Woolery, that was another one that he's like, I mean, I'm not saying he's rolling in it, but I mean, he probably did well. And
he's very conservative.
Yeah.
But like, if you look up Batista, it doesn't say Batista supports Harris. It says Batista supports Harris, eviscerates Trump in viral video.
Well,
like, you just can't you just pick one?
But again, the question is going to be why, you know. And if you're putting this on social media, I watched the one with Foley. It was I mean you feel the way you do, you know.
Yeah.
And then move on from, but he was going in and going with the comments and just saying, like, why can't this be like wrestling, y'all? We are in the crowd. You're pulling for Undertaker. I'm pulling for The Rock or whoever it is. We're not fighting in the crowd over it, but they do. I mean, they do it football. So wrestling's probably the least violent activity you can go to as far as in the stands. Sans the former ECW. I saw some stuff go down there. God, dog.
Shouldn't it also
that
be?
That was brutal. The people started fighting in the crowd at Rock Hill.
Oh, New Jack trying to kill people.
Yeah.
Literally in matches. So, I mean, aren't you kind of, look, it shouldn't be this dramatic too, right? Like, you, and this is not even the celebrity aspect of it. Take your normal person, whatever side they support.
Right.
And they're staunchly supporting that side. They will say, I really just don't understand how you can support the other side. I really don't get it. Like, they say, I will genuinely be shocked if the other person wins. I'm like, would you, though?
Hogan was the other one, obviously, because he spoke at the convention.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Tore his shirt off.
Yeah, he's a real American.
Like, you can't be shocked if the other person wins. I'm not. I wouldn't be shocked if
either
one of them
won. Are you going to move to another country if one person
They'll move to Greece. They'll start new rumors about
one person becomes president, because I don't understand.
None of those people ever do. Like, if
they never do.
Alec Baldwin's supposed to be living in Canada now.
And he's not.
I won't ever, like, saying that. Like, people don't know when they say that, like, how that, what that really means. It's basically saying, you're France and you're laying down the white flag. I give up.
They work themselves into it. Like, there's no future either way.
I fought so hard the good fight and I didn't get my way. So
I'm going to pack up and leave.
I'm leaving the country. Like, well, if that's the way you feel and that majority vote makes you feel un-American, go on now. Go up there and wait in line for your health care.
If they let you in.
If you can get by all the 18-wheelers. Is that still going on?
I don't think so.
I quit watching TSN.
A lot of people, a lot of countries, you know, they don't really have open borders like some do. It's a lot harder to get into some countries.
Careful what you ask for. You may just get it.
It is true.
Which is odd in many different Although, you know, that's easy for us to say, but you look at Europe, they have a weird kind of, it's a border because it's separate areas, but like, I mean, it's wild.
Look at Poland and Finland, like when all the Ukrainians were fleeing
Ireland
there.
As well.
Yeah.
They're like, hang on now, we might have our share here. Might want to figure that situation out.
It's like Argentina in the 40s.
So, you know, no matter where you go, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah. But, you know, Egyptians had boats. We don't know they didn't travel all around. I mean, they really did. Like, they had boats.
You think they were imperialistic at that time?
I don't know. I think there's got to be some explanation why, again, broken record, but all the buildings look the same at one point, the same architecture.
Greco-Roman.
And why would that be? Why would all the world say, you know what? I was over in China last weekend, guys. You
put
should
some
see
columns
it.
Up.
Yeah. I mean, even that is still incredible to me, the Great Wall of China. Like, the fact that that was built when it was, and yet, was it to keep them in or keep people out? Like, the jury's still out on that.
It's so monstrous, too, the structure.
Yeah.
It's so long.
Yep.
I don't think they've accurately hit on, you know, the Egyptians and how they built everything, like how exactly precise all that was.
Yeah.
And how they did it. Without machines.
Oh, you talk. Okay, I thought she was talking about hooking up. She's talking about building. Well, how'd they do all that?
Well, it was built before it was turned all to sand and all that. I mean, it was.
I'll take your word for it.
I mean, well, they would have had, where would they get all the blocks from? I mean, they had, you're going to bring that out there on.
You talk about like Gilgamesh cart? And stuff like that?
Yeah.
Camel cart.
Could they have made it?
God, do they have camel marts over there?
Could they have been the modern day Masons, hence Freemasons, started in Egypt?
Well, pulleys and gravity help with a lot of that stone, you know?
Well, there's.
But how could they have had a pulley system? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You're working me into a shoot now. People didn't have all the distractions we have now. They've mastered, that's why they were called master masons or master, or locks, not locksmiths, but like blacksmiths, metal work, like. Those guys, they lived there. They wanted to be the masters of it, like artisans.
They would die doing it.
Yeah. They loved it so much, and they would like, that's going to be that building I'm going to say to my great-grandkids or whatever that I helped build it, but I want to be proud of it.
I built the pyramids.
And now we're like, we're building them like Legos now. Not like waffles, but like Legos.
And then hieroglyphics. You want to tell me that they all knew what each one meant?
Yeah, they even had spaceships in the hieroglyphics.
Now, you've been watching some damn ancient aliens by now, I can tell. But you're right, though. They had speedboats, too. I saw it.
I love the text on these because people, no matter if they know or not, will be texting in like, are you guys really stupid?
I used to watch the hell out of those things until I realized, like, yeah, they don't know either. Like, I don't think anyone does.
It's all going to get rewritten. History will literally get rewritten based on what we're talking about, the Wayback Machine.
Yeah.
Chunk.
40 years of Twitter gone.
They'll look 200 years from now. There will be events that people will question if they ever even happened.
Makes you wonder, like, certain statues around the world, like, why did they cut the heads off of them and leave the bodies up? Like, that's like, or knock the noses off of them.
Like, okay.
Just rewriting it all.
Say three.
I don't freaking know.
Say 300 years from now. Okay. Far removed from World War II.
In the year 2324.
No lineage survivors or anything from that war of any ramification.
In the year 2324.
It would be completely wiped out like it didn't exist. I'm talking about atomic bombs, all that stuff. They'll question that. They'll think Oppenheimer is just some fictional movie.
I don't... I know we're way behind, but I don't care. People realize now with science and stuff that a nuke on the other side of the country, and I'm not talking about DeAndre, although he's in Tennessee now.
Go Chiefs.
That's it. He went to the Chiefs.
He got traded.
Yes. Yep. Nuke. They spell it with no E. That's nuck.
Well, it's like the pacifier. That's where it came from.
Nuke?
Yep.
It didn't mean like he's like a bomb?
Mm-mm.
Ah, well, then that makes sense.
Story I was told from
nevertheless, if a nuke goes off on this side of the world, it's going to affect the other side of the world where it came from as well.
More so than the opposite side.
Yeah, it's like the tsunamis and stuff. I mean, those trickle-down effects. So it's going to screw up everybody. And nobody wants to, like, completely... Like, the most evil villain in the world, he may want to be the last person standing, but he doesn't want to wipe himself out, too.
No, Putin would not like to do that to himself.
No.
And he's number one.
Well, let's not say he's all bad. We will take a break. He's done some good.
You know what's weird to me? You know the new COD coming out?
Don't ask me what, but I'm sure.
New Call of Duty coming out? It's based on the Gulf War. That is like how that all just becomes. I wonder how people feel about that.
Man, you're good, because I saw that too, and I was like, I want to. I used to know somebody. He's passed now. I knew someone who was in served during that, and I was like, how do you feel about this? Are you cool with it?
That's how my son knew about it.
Do you feel like as though it's kind of making money off? I mean, but the same Vietnam. I mean, movies, everything is kind of just turned into entertainment.
That's how he found out about the Gulf War, was through that damn game that's not even out yet.
Well, that's why they say a lot of the Air Force F-16 fighters learned how to fly so well from video games. That's pretty freaking amazing. Yeah. I didn't learn crap from Pong.
Muhammad Atta from 9/11, the mastermind of the terrorism. That was all flight simulators. And God, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I don't like thinking about this stuff. I really don't.
I don't either.
It is kind of scary.
But That's the mode. That's the current vibe right now, is dystopian worry. And it was the same way, and I didn't live then, but it was the same way in the 60s. People were building bunkers thinking, oh, Lord, it's in the time.
And they're discovering all those bunkers now.
Yeah.
Even in cities, local cities.
You logged into my YouTube.
Man, it's like stuff you get, like the rabbit holes you go down when you don't want to.
Well, they also, it was a trend to build up the cities bigger. Then, like, to that's why you have downtowns. It was they make the streets taller, if that makes any sense.
Well, you can see that when the roads get washed away, when they're fixing them.
Yeah, yeah, God, you probably see a lot of that up in Western North Carolina.
You don't realize how much cement's on the highway until they damn dig a road out, and you're like, wow, that's thick.
All the repairs that they've done over the years,
all the rebuy going through the road.
Yeah,
I just want to be a fat dummy. That's all. I don't know all this stuff. Don't want to ponder it, question it. I just want to roll off my back, man. But it's hard to.
I enjoy talking about it. I didn't enjoy talking about it yesterday because people were mean to me. But well, I had a hard time explaining what I was thinking. Sometimes I just can't. And I was like, and I was just getting berated, and I was reading them. I'm like, all right.
They were relentless.
Yeah, well.
You're stupid.
Some things just don't make sense, but you just have to accept them and move on.
Some guy told you to kiss his ass over and over.
I told him Happy Hanukkah. So we chuckled at that because it's a reference to Christmas Vacation.
Kiss your ass.
Happy Hanukkah. All right. We're going to take a break and come back. And Paige, you asked me if I needed anything. I want my boss in this studio right now. A big red bow on his neck.
Okay.
No, I don't. We'll take a break and come back. More Rise Guys right after this.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com. The Rise Guys.
What is going on?
Oh, wait. What, we're trying to get, what do you call it? Clearance to play some audio, but we have to get clearance first. Also, speaking of clearance, don't you call me Shirley? No. Tomorrow we will be announcing. This is going to be a little different. And the way we did this is we used human psychology. Mondays usually are like, but we're going to give you something to look forward to. So tomorrow being Friday, we're going to tell you what Paige's punishment will be on Monday's show. So you'll find out tomorrow, Friday, what punishment, and then over the weekend, you'll be able to be tailgating and all you little different things. Mad worlding and all that, and you're like, hey man, did you hear what they're gonna
I feel kind of sick, like, you know, I have a sore throat.
Yeah, look how it's plumped up
with your throat.
We're gonna be picking and announcing close at the same time.
I know
and then revealing and punishing on the same day.
You seem excited about the revealing and punishing.
I am here to tell you. Ugh. And I probably shouldn't, but I will do it anyway just because my ego is getting the best of me. I am the architect of this bit. Not of, but of this punishment.
It's a good one.
The name and the actual bit.
I can only
imagine. I'm so proud of it. And you know what?
You know what?
New rule. You can't use the same punishment back on the person that came up with it.
Oh,
so
Lord.
When I lose, you can't use this on me.
What the hell?
Well, you try to do something else anyway. But
that's right.
Show, you know what?
Show some creativity.
You should brag. I think you should.
You gonna make me eat lima, I don't like lima doing beans? That kind of thing. I hate lima beans.
Whoa. Look at you. You ain't gonna trick us.
I hate lima beans.
I hate juicy outlaw ribeyes with
hate
parmesan
chocolate.
Crust.
And
I hate live commercials.
I hate money.
I hate getting paid for appearances. I hate
icky.
Oh, I'd hate to eat a cheeseburger and stare at a butt naked woman. Oh, I'd be punished so hard.
I think we just watched that video, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
I can't stop watching it. But not a cheeseburger.
I keep going back to it. This lady's got some
hamburgers.
She yo-loaded for sure because she's sticking stuff, razors in places, you know, blindly she shouldn't. Mm.
That also makes you wonder, you know, when I was talking about with the podcast, which is now back up and fully running, just migrated to a different, you'll get it the same place.
Oh,
it
yeah.
just moved, again, better. That's where I go to the engineers to put it in their techno language. Basically, they changed the, let's just say it moved. It moved homes. It lives in a different house now.
A better house.
Yeah, a better house. High rise. Real nice.
Yeah, more
real
a
nice
more place. Developed house.
Yeah. Captain's quarters. Real
technologically
nice.
Friendly house.
I like
real,
that.
Real nice.
It gives me more options to serve you as your maintenance man.
Yeah, that's him. He is that's the right. maintenance man of our podcast. So we'll announce that tomorrow. Now, this other little thing over here, you're asking me why I look so puzzled. And that's something I'm never really ever called. I've been saying, well, you look stupid, right? What's that dumb look on your face? But puzzled was a new one. And it was like, it's already happened. You don't realize this back in the 1970s. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Remember the other day we were talking about AI robots, whatever, like when they decide, oh my God, we just realized that we're the robots and we want to go after human beings or whatever. And then they're going to probably all kill us.
Yep.
This guy said in 1979 at the Ford plant in Michigan, remember when they still made cars in Michigan? A guy got hit in the head by a robot arm on the assembly line and was killed instantly. It's already happened.
What?
1979, a Ford worker in Detroit got hit in the head by one of them swinging robots. You remember how archaic those were, you know?
Yeah, they were.
But imagine one of them just out of nowhere, romp.
Like how fast was it going? Or
it sent a romp.
What did it have in its robot hand?
Probably like a quarter panel or something.
Is it one of those? Oh, if you got hit by a door,
that
would suck.
I mean, any part of the car, even catching a tire at that speed would have been real bad.
I can't believe I never heard that, though.
Well, I think
it'd be out there.
If you've worked in a plant of any kind, you've heard horror stories and stuff like that. I mean, even before robots.
Well, you'll hear them on the news now. They'll tell you exactly what happened.
My daddy's best friend in high school lost 3 or 4 fingers on one hand to a textile machine. My mom still got a scar on her forearm from her arm getting caught in the bobbin machine or the heddle machine. She was in heddle assembly.
How are you going to make me? I'm going to get that condition you have where you can't hear.
Come on, hot times, baby. What condition?
What, when you can't hear about the injury, it will make you sick?
Oh, yeah. Well, I heard about that from such a young age, like getting hung in a machine, but it came kind of. They had to send Bobby home today. He got hung in a machine. Like, yeah, I mean, it just became commonplace. But yeah, my mom, like, she's lucky to have a left arm. Really?
God.
Yeah, because, I mean, it got caught in the machine. That's that machine go, vroom, 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 like that, where it's on it's called a heddle. You know anything about that stuff?
Nah, I never worked in the mill.
Well, me neither. Thank God.
Yeah.
But yeah, she, and then the woman, that was at Union Bleacher. You got scalped that one time.
What?
Her hair got caught in and it pulled her.
Oh God.
Uh-huh. That's a Union Bleacher. I do believe. All right. We'll maybe Judson, who knows? What's up, Waka Flocka? We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right for this.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
The power of being a decision maker. You get asked a question that was like 3 sentences long, and the response is thumbs up.
That's all it is.
Thumbs up emoji.
That's all I try to be now. I try to answer in emojis,
right,
as many as possible.
We've talked about earlier, and then even before today, several times. I don't want Paige. Paige is an actor as well. It's what you call men and women that act now. And
a writer.
Her last, and a choreographer as well.
Yep.
And a amateur archaeologist. So I said, I don't want her to be typecast as a hooker, because her last two movies, she's played the role of a lady of the night, a Jezebel, a floozy. A
trollop.
A whore. And one of her movies is a horror movie that she was in. Where she played a prostitute. And what was her name? Was she given a name? Just
Trixie.
Mm.
Yeah. Like the cereal?
Mm-hmm.
They're great. No, it's a different one. So we've now got the clearance to play not only the scene from Paige standing on the street corner, being this John approaching her, not a port-a-john, but a man named. And then the second scene, you will actually hear the Red Rum scene.
We got them both. Oh, and then, of course, the one sets up the other.
Yes, because the timeline.
You just want to get into it?
Yes, and at the end of this, we're going to tell you how you can watch it for free.
Oh, my God, no.
And encourage you to call in with your reviews.
Yeah, completely free.
Yes. Please. All right, here, this is from, who drives at night?
He drives at night.
He drives at night.
This is where she gets in the car.
Starring Paige as Trixie the whore.
Hey, want a date? Your place or mine? Oh, strong, silent type. I can do that. But if you keep rolling that camera, it's gonna cost you more, though.
Look at that.
You gotta
see it, though.
I love the. First off, was that scripted? Did you improv that at all? Because do real hookers offer their home as a, like, your place or mine? Is that a real offering?
I don't know. But
I wouldn't if I was a lady hooker.
She's working the scene because...
I wouldn't do it if I was Hendon hooker either.
Like, it's all on her. From when she gets in the car, like, this is like, she's doing all the work.
And it was one take.
Oh!
Look at that.
One take pert.
You gotta see it, man, what she's wearing.
Oh, God.
You got to pause it.
I'm one take Paige. You know why I only do one take? Because I'm so busy. That's why.
Well, actually, there was some guy, and it was shot in Easley. Some guy actually thought I was a real hooker.
The stars are out tonight in Easley, South Carolina.
And my friend Chuck Chapman, who wrote this, and he was, anyways, he was laughing so hard when the man was screaming at us. And I said, why did you tell him it was a movie and I'm not a real streetwalker looking like
this? That's what's great about it for me, because I know all the locations has been shot at, and the part of town where she gets picked up would never have a hooker on it.
Oh no,
I am the worst looking hooker.
God, watch the movie and decide, is Paige the worst hooker horrible. You've ever seen in a movie?
And if they filmed it in that same spot now, you might see a couple silos down there and a couple cheesesteaks floating around.
Oh Lord,
it was fun.
Yeah. Well, you were wearing like fishnet pantyhose in that one.
Well, and hot pants, black leather hot pants.
Mm.
They'd be hot pants. And if a fur coat. Leather pants.
Yeah, the fur coat.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, this one here, I got to warn you, she's about to get killed. So it's going to get loud.
Plus, it was one take on this one, too, because of the special effects.
I hope you didn't get paid by the hour.
No, it was fast.
I hope you got paid. All right, here we go. This is the Red Rum scene.
Please, you have to stop this. You have to stop this chaos.
I don't want to give... I got to give it away because we played it. Just that one part.
Yeah, Paige dies in the movie.
She's getting really sliced up on the leg.
Not really.
I think she really got cut. I don't know how you take it.
What? She's shaking her head, yes, no. Forgetting we're on the radio.
No.
You did?
No. I mean, there are cuts all
she
over the
color,
place.
She got color, brother.
Special effects.
You know what? I would have had to improv a little bit if I were the killer, because he should have cut your shirt.
Paige, I might cut you a little bit to really make this
real. It was cut all over the place, because I remember when we were done shooting the scene, I was going to get in my car and drive away, and in my...
Wait a minute. He should have cut it like completely off, like a slasher movie. But then I'm imagining her trying to drive home in just a bra.
I got in my dear friend and stylist, makeup artist, Gay Timmy. He says, "I don't think you should drive like that, Paige, because you're going to get pulled over."
Yeah, because her makeup is like
all over the
place.
She
looks like the Joker, or
I look like the Joker's wife
who went out and just got real sloppy in like Nashville.
Yeah, like if you're into that type of humiliation type scene, like watching women cry, you might want to pause it for a few minutes to work yourself over.
The first makeup was really pretty, and the director, Chuck, said, "No, we don't. We want a hoe. We don't want a pretty hooker."
But are we, the viewer, supposed to assume that y'all had already done it, or you had not done it?
Pardon?
Did y'all ever screw?
Oh no! Yes. No, it was never a sex scene. I don't want to tell you. That's giving it away.
Was he like, I want to get these hookers off the street, so I'm just gonna kill them.
You know, like.
Like you never see.
Vigilante.
You got to remember, he drives at night. You know, he's driving around. You know,
like Dracula. He flies at night.
He's a serial killer.
Nefarious activities ensue. There's some, like, the way
people... a serial killer, and her name was Trixie. See it here?
No. The way people die in this movie is very gruesome.
Tell me more.
Like, kind of like, one was like an overkill. I'm like, wow, like, this really is brutal. And that was during the day. See, that's the thing.
He sleeps during the day, but he drives at night.
He's killing all the time.
You got to watch it. It's on Tubi.
Oh, it's on Tubi. Tubi.
Don't critique me. Tubi. It was just for fun.
It's not a critique. It's a brutally honest music review.
No.
Or a movie review. It's free on Tubi.
It's like a quick hour and a half watch, right? Like, it's not real long.
Yeah. It's a family film.
No, it's not. And what I did, because, you know, I never told my brother ahead of time that I was in this film. And when I gave away all those porno films that my husband had, I just happened to stick a copy of He Drives at Night in there and didn't tell him. And he goes, he called me. He goes, "You know, I was watching this horror film. It wasn't great, but then I'm in the bathroom. I hear this screaming, and I think, is that my sister?" And then he went back in there, and he goes, "You know, you didn't suck that bad." Was this so bad? I'll take that.
I thought you didn't show the sex scene.
I'll take it as a compliment. Said
that. You know, what if he's doing something else and he realizes that looks a lot like Paige?
Oh my God,
that'd be horrible.
Could you?
It's not Paige. It's not Paige.
I'm pretending it ain't Paige.
No, he would never do that.
I just imagine he looks at the title like, "Hang on now, I ain't into this type of movie."
Look at this text I'm making up right now. It says, "Is there going to be a sequel to this movie?" He's still driving at night.
He is yet to return home.
Well, I couldn't come back because I've already died.
He drives at night.
You could get struck by lightning and come back alive.
Unless Trixie has a sister.
Well, that is a good out.
Yeah. Dixie.
What are the possibilities?
You wear like Confederate flag lingerie.
What? I'm Dixie. God. Can you get that?
No, well, probably up in Marietta.
What are the possibility of two hooker sisters, though? I mean, it might be a small plot hole, but you can work around it.
Hey, you haven't seen it yet.
Hooker sisters.
It's the trick.
God, what was that
sister.
Show? Was it the...
I'm Pixie. Mm.
Was it Black Mirror or Twilight Zone? Where it was the twin girls. They had a thing for the same guy. And at the end...
Parent Trap?
No, he was in bed with one of them, and they show the profile of him laying there, and you're like, okay, wonder which one got him. And then as it pans away, they're both in bed with him, and they've cut him in half down the middle.
Oh, what was that?
I don't remember.
I can't watch it now because it's completely spoiled, but sounds good.
It's great. It was wonderful. It's one of those things where you're just sitting there looking at their knockers. It might have been the Barbie twins. Remember them?
Yeah.
It might have been them. But anyway,
mirror on the wall.
You're sitting there and you're like, oh, wow, look at them. And all of a sudden, as it pulls back, you see that dude's guts and stuff.
God.
Wasn't good.
I gotta.
It's like you're having a mood swing with an erection. It's very odd.
Black Mirror is a like a new age Twilight Zone, right? I've never seen it.
Well, they redid Twilight Zone with Key or Peele. Well,
they did it like three. Forrest Whitaker hosted it once.
They redid it again. Wasn't half bad. I still think the old black and white ones are the best.
No, it's just real creepy.
Yeah, just because they're in black and white certainly adds to it too. But like the best one, I don't know if they still aired or not because of the content of it. But there was this guy who was a supremacist of sorts, and he goes into this bar and he's being, you know, a way to people.
Unfairly and, judged?
No, he's unfairly judging. And then he goes and he's drunk and he leaves the bar and he walks out and suddenly he's in freaking 1942 Germany. And they think that he is Jewish.
Oh,
and it spins around. We're like, oh my God, now you see how I feel. And it was,
they did a lot of that, like the Civil War soldier that was actually dead, but his wife saw him as coming home. He's still alive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just wild. I think those are really, really good.
You're not going to see Paige naked if you watch it, though, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, now, see.
You'll see some leg.
Good.
There's a little bit of leg and some blood and some panting.
And you can use some imagination. Actually, like you see her laying down.
And she smokes a hookah the whole time, too, so watch out for that if you're offended by
making
that.
Making it sound horrible.
All right. We will take a break. Would you like to talk more about yourself?
No.
You want to do some headlines?
Yes.
All right. What you working on?
Well, kids can't read cursive anymore, so now this college has to change their whole logo.
They can't read at all.
We'll get into that like story next. In Your Eyes, Guys, headline.
Outside of elementary school, is handwriting's not taught? I mean, you bring a laptop. I mean,
God, is it not?
I can't imagine it is. Why would it be?
What are we doing? Well, look, R. Kelly couldn't read, and he wrote a bunch of hit songs.
Did a lot of bad things.
Yeah, but like compared to the current climate, I think he's gonna be getting off pretty light.
I know. He's like, I wasn't at that party. All right, we will take a break. Come back. Headlines with Paige right over this.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.